Church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to Thursday, March the 25th, 2021. And we pray that you are getting ready. You're making your plans to be at church on Sunday morning. This is Palm Sunday, and we are looking forward to what God is going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. I'm preaching a message this week called Order in the Court. Order in the Court. And would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. Just to give you a little bit of tease, I'll tell you that the courts of men are not the highest authority. And I encourage you, if you'd like to learn more about Jesus, come and spend Sunday morning with us. We're going to be worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we're going to see what a righteous judgment was that took place in the life of Jesus. So, order in the court, that'll be Sunday morning at 10:30. Would love for you to come and be a part of what God is doing. So, today we are going to go through the book of Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. We are still in our series, Seek First the Kingdom of God and His Righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And like I shared on yesterday's program, there are a lot of people who are looking for a specific thing, but they don't want to seek God, and God is the only source of that. And those people are going to be extremely frustrated because everything that they find is going to be inferior to what God could have provided them, and so they're always going to be left lacking, if you will, because only God can provide this. What we're going to talk about today is in short supply. Okay? And there's a reason for that. The farther we get away from God as a society, the less of what we're going to talk about today is going to manifest. So I'm going to read you all of Proverbs chapter 8 today. We're not going to get through all of this today. But I want you to understand the groundwork. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 1 says, "Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill, beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Today, what we are going to be talking about is that when we are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us, one of the aspects that we will find from seeking the kingdom of God is that we are seeking wisdom. We are seeking wisdom. I remember a long time ago that I was preaching a sermon series, and it was titled Driven. And I was asking people what drives them. Recently, a friend of mine posted, you know, one of those Facebook things, and said, what was the first car that you learned to drive a manual transmission on? And for me, it was a 1959 Ford. My district superintendent said it was a 1965 Mustang. It's like, wow, that's a nice car. Bet you wish you still had that car. My dad had I think it was a 65 Mustang, but whatever year it was a Mustang convertible. It was a very nice car. I don't believe that it was a manual transmission, though. I think it was an automatic. But it was a really nice ride. There are people who they're driven by their possessions. They are driven by their positions, and sometimes they are driven by their intellectual pursuits. And I want you to understand that when we're talking about seeking wisdom, that has got to begin with God. I know we just read Proverbs chapter 8. I want to read to you one verse from Proverbs chapter 9, and that is verse number 10, because it's foundational. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. What that means is, if you want wisdom in your life, it's got to begin at the house of God. It has to. It's got to start there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You recognize that God is the author of wisdom. He is the source of wisdom, and he wants you and I to seek it. So, and not just seek it passively, but to seek it diligently. In verse number 17, this is the truth that we're building up to. I love those, wisdom loves those who love wisdom, and those who seek wisdom diligently will find it. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Wisdom is in short supply because our society is setting aside the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is being canceled by society in favor of new social norms, which cannot provide the peace that we talked about yesterday, cannot provide the wisdom. That is what we're talking about. People might have thought that, you know, back in the 60s and early 70s, they had the love revolution, and man, it was just going to be a whole new way of living. But the thing was, it brought about with it a whole new level of complexities, problems, and it didn't provide the same quality of life as biblical standards do. By the way, from every study that I've ever seen, they continue to find that people who are in a godly, monogamous, one man, one woman relationship serving God, that they are the happiest people on the planet. Okay? There is wisdom in doing life the way that God wants us to do life. So let's look at this, because we're told to seek it diligently. And you might think that that means that it is hard to find. In actuality, it's not hard to find. Wisdom wants to be found. Let's begin going through Proverbs 8, verse number 1. Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entrance, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the door. Okay? So wisdom is not concealing itself, but instead it is crying out. It is longing for people to hear this noise. Sometimes it is noise can be a clatter. Sometimes it can be a void of noise that gets your attention. You know, it was a burning bush that shouldn't have been burning the way that it was burning that got Moses' attention. And he had been educated in all the wisdom of Egypt, but all of a sudden when he investigated the burning bush, he found that God was calling out to him, knew him by name, knew where he was, knew what would get his attention, and was inviting Moses to come in because God had wisdom that he wanted to impart to Moses. So if you can picture, wisdom is actually in pursuit of us, so that we will seek wisdom. Okay? Now, listen to where, you know, so first of all, the invitation comes with a cry out or with a lifting up of the voice. The second thing is it is not in an obscure location. It is in verse number 2. It says, she takes wisdom, takes her stand on the top of the hill beside the way where the paths meet. So she goes to a prominent place so that everybody can see that wisdom is desirable. Not only does she position herself in a place where everybody can recognize wisdom, but she also meets at the intersection where paths intersect one another. So it would have the most exposure. You know, in real estate, what do they say? It's location, location, location. So I know people, they've got a really, really nice house. I mean, it is a beautiful home. And where it's located, it's a nice home. If it was in a different location, it would be worth probably three times the price that it is. I was visiting someone and I saw a new home that was for sale, and it was in one community, and I was scrolling through one of the real estate apps, and I saw the exact same home available in a different location for a crazy different price, but it was the exact same home. Wisdom positions herself where the most people will have the opportunity to see the superior way of life that God wants us to operate in. Okay? Wisdom wants you to find... It goes back to an audible invitation. She cries out by the city, or by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. Okay? So, right there. It is right there. Longing to be found. And says in verse number 4, "To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand, and you fools, be of an understanding heart." I think it's interesting that wisdom is crying out for people who need wisdom. Okay? God's all wise. God's all knowing. He's the source of wisdom. So wisdom for the, if I can put it this way, for the domain of wisdom to increase, it has to increase in the hearts of men, in the minds of men. And it says that even if you are a simple guy, okay, I basically consider myself to be a simple person. When I'm teaching, when I'm preaching, I try to keep it simple. I told my congregation this. My wife and I were watching a preaching a service that was streaming. We don't have a television provider. We just do streaming things now and don't have any of the networks or anything like that. We just, if we want to watch praise and worship, we do that. Which, you know, this is going to sound crazy, but I try and encourage her not to do that, because praise and worship stirs up my spirit to where it wants to be very active when everything in my body is telling me it's time to go to sleep. So I can tell you this right now. I had a really challenging night of sleep last night, and it wasn't because of the temperature. It wasn't because of the noise or anything like that. I woke up and I just had this chorus going over in my spirit over and over. It's your breath in our lungs, so we shout out our praise. Shout out our praise. And you know, I might not get all the words right. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, I think God's perfectly able to understand what's going on. But I was like, yes, I say yea and amen to "Great Are You, Lord," is the primary focus of that song. Great are you, Lord. And I think it's great to remind ourselves of how great God is. We were watching this streaming service, and the preacher, who's a great preacher, and she said, "Wow, he's really smart." And there was a long pause, and she said, "Do you understand what he's talking about?" because she recognized that he was sharing things that were true, and he's you know, pretty easy to understand most times, but on this particular occasion, she was like, I don't understand. Do you understand? And I was following along, but I couldn't follow him and explain it to her at the same period of time. So I like to try and give basic understanding to people so that they're going to be empowered, because even though you're simple, that doesn't mean that you can't be wise. There are a lot of educated people who don't have any common sense, and they've got no spiritual wisdom. Make no mistake, wisdom is not intellectual. Wisdom is spiritual. I'm going to say that again. Wisdom is not intellectual. Wisdom is spiritual. If you look, let me see if I can find it real quick. Over in the book of Isaiah, if my memory is functioning adequately, and it is, Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 1, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." It's wisdom is spiritual. So the Word of God is spiritual and must be spiritually discerned. Who better to explain the Word of God to you than the Holy Spirit, who is assigned the responsibility of guiding us into all truth, pointing us to Jesus? Okay? So you might be simple, but you can be very, very wise. And even if you, up to this point in your time, have made a lot of foolish mistakes, wisdom is still crying out to you. You might have a long list of business failures. You might have a long list of job failures, marital failures. You might have a long list of accomplishments that nobody wants to talk about. And I want you to know that the Spirit of wisdom is crying out to you and saying, "Seek the Lord, and he's going to impart to you the wisdom. He's going to make available to you. And if you will seek diligently for wisdom, it will change what your future looks like." Seeking wisdom will make you more valuable in every arena of your life, and the wisdom of God will change the direction of your life. Okay? I'm going to throw in one more verse here, and then we'll see where we go from there. Verse number 6, "Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge." So what I wanted to point out is that one of the ways that we seek diligently for wisdom is we listen. Okay? Look at verse number 6. Listen. You could go on down through chapter 8, and you will find that it is repeated a number of times in verse number 32. "Now therefore, listen to me, my children." In verse number 33, "Hear instruction and be wise." Okay? So you and I, if we are going to seek diligently the wisdom of God, we have got to recognize that we're the person that needs to do the listening, not necessarily the one doing the speaking. I have this predisposition whenever I go into a new arena of relationships where I'm meeting people. I always go in to listen more than to be heard. A lot of people will only go into a room if they are going to be heard, and they don't go in to do any listening. I'm here to tell you that if we're going to seek wisdom diligently, we would be more successful in our searching if we did it with our lips closed and our ears open and find out, what does God have to say about my situation? Okay? I'm not saying that you're never going to open your mouth and you're never going to speak. Again, that's not what I'm saying. I am saying, though, God already knows everything that you know. We don't know everything that God knows. And a foolish person thinks that they're the smartest person in the room when the smartest person in the room is sitting there saying, you know, if you would just listen to me, life would go a whole lot better. And so I think that we need to listen, but I think that we also need to take that a step further, and that is we actually need to hear what wisdom has to say to us. Okay? What does God want you and I to know? Well, he wants us to know the wisdom of God. It's not a new fad thing. Wisdom, it talks about how long it's been around here. You and I, we've got to realize that wisdom was established by God a long time ago, and it's going to be around a lot longer than any human being that you know right now. And we need to do our very best to find out what that wisdom is. One more thing before we get out of here for today. It's in your best interest, and it's in my best interest to seek wisdom diligently as soon as we can in our life. It makes for a much better life the earlier we start. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till the last breath before you do it. I know we're getting ready to talk about the thief that said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Thank God for people to get saved with their last breath. But let's also be the people that seek him and his wisdom as early as possible. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Just